Balal is in Chigwell. You're through to Tommy Robinson. Go ahead, Balal.
Hi, Nick. I just want to speak my opinion about what Ars just heard there. This whole Pegida march. Can I just ask, what is it? What's the purpose of the march?
Is there a purpose of the march?
What's the purpose for the march, Mr. Robinson?
Yeah, what's the purpose of the march?
To give people a platform. So people feel like they have what? To say.
To say what?
We'll deliver those in our speeches. To protest against the invasion that's currently happening in Europe. To protest against the Islamisation of Europe. To protest against all the problems. To protest against the 360 Muslims who were charged with terrorism last year. To protest against all the things that we feel are happening in our country that should not be happening. Aided and abetted and usually supported by our leaders.
Do you think that all Muslims are terrorists then? Is that your point of view?
Of course I don't. No.
Okay, so, have you heard of the IRA? Do you know what they did in the past? Are they terrorists or are they not terrorists?
I don't live in the past. They were terrorists.
They were terrorists, right. Were they Catholic terrorists or just terrorists?
Were they what?
Because they're all Catholics. Were they Catholic terrorists or just terrorists?
They were terrorists.
I'm trying to say that this Pegida march is absolutely ridiculous. It's talking about invasion of Muslims and in all different countries. That every refugee is not necessarily a Muslim, and Muslim has nothing to do with terrorism.
Let's have one question come in the other way before the news. One question to you, Bilal, from Mr. Robinson. Tommy Robinson, go ahead.
Do you think that people in this country should have freedom to criticise Islam and ridicule it if they wish?
Do you think people should have freedom to criticise Catholicism or Sikhism or Hinduism?
I think people should. I think all ideas should be criticised. But I'm asking you.
That's a lot about your intentions. That really does say a lot about
So you refuse to accept that people should be able to criticise Islam?
Do you refuse that people should be able to criticise Catholicism?
No, Mr. Robinson has said he's quite happy. He wants to live in a country where all faiths, within reason, can accept fair criticism. His question of you, Balal, is, do you accept fair criticism, not unfounded criticism, but fair criticism of Islam?
I think it's not fair criticism what they're doing, to be honest.
Would you accept any criticism of Islam?
Why would I accept criticism of Islam? I would accept a discussion of Islam. Why criticise Islam?
Yeah, not me, mate. Bilal, you're the problem, not me, in the UK. You're
all right, let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thank you.